Would that be a sweet potato?
Yeah, would that be the same thing as a yam?
That's a yam.
They're just the same.
The same thing. A sweet potato. Well, really, a yam is the right name for it.
Yeah.
Well, now, the kind of vegetable that people grow that, well, it makes tears get in your eyes.
That's an onion.
Now, did you ever grow those little ones, small ones, that they'd be a, they pull them and eat them whole?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, eat them green.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then pull and eat on them when they get big enough, and if you sit out enough, you can just pull on them, and they'll, what you don't eat, they're going to make big ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they're little ones like that, you call them a...
Of course, call them green onions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what different kind of vegetables would you put, like, in a... Oh, if you're going to make vegetable soup, what things would you put in that?
Well, when I make vegetable soup, I use onions and potatoes and tomatoes. And then when that all gets done, I add cream for a seasoning to it. That's all I ever put in a vegetable.
Did you ever put okra?
Mm-mm. Never did put nothing on it, just onions and potatoes and cream in it.
Did you raise okra?
Oh, yeah. I've raised a lot of it, but...
What did you do with it?
Fry it or boil it. Either one. It's goody the way you want to eat it.
Uh-huh.
I haven't made a garden in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just got into this painting job, and I can make so much more at it than I can a food in the garden.
That's right. I guess that's...
That I just don't bother with it anymore.
Yeah. Well, what about cabbage, did you...
Oh, yeah, I've always raised cabbage.
Did you raise very much of it?
Well, we just usually tried to raise enough to do it, you know, mm-hmm. make our crowds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ever
mm-hmm.
fooled with.
Mm-hmm. Well, beans, did you have raised?
Yeah, we always raised lots of beans. We raised our dried beans most of the time.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do dried beans, you'd have to...
Well, we'd always just take a stick and just put them in a tool sack and beat them out. We never did hull them one by one.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, and that would work. You could just beat them out.
Oh, yeah. Just beat them out with a stick.
Huh. Well, now, other than the dried beans, what kind of beans would you raise?
Well, we'd raise the green beans in the garden, you know, to eat green.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for dried beans, we'd just plant, we used to have a kind that we'd plant in corn.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they were easy cooked, and they were real good.
Mm-hmm.
And we planted them as long as we ever made a crop. That's what we made our dried beans
mm-hmm.
out of.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about turnips?
Oh, we always grew turnips, too.
Did you eat the top of them?
Eat the tops and the bottoms.
Well, what would you call that green top part?
Just call it greens, turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any lettuce?
Oh, yeah.
Well, would it be the kind that would...
I've grown a lot of headed lettuce.
Oh, you did? You grow that kind?
Yeah, let's see. There's one kind of iceberg that I grow.
Oh.
It'd have heads or something like that big, and there's another kind. I forgot the name of that and can't think of it to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
What it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a firmer, harder head than the
mm-hmm.
iceberg was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen iceberg, but I didn't
know.
Well,
there's another kind
another
that makes a harder, firmer head.
Oh, iceberg. Now, what you call the outside of an ear of corn.
That's the shuck.
And then the name for the kind of corn that people eat on the cob.
Well, that's sweet corn, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that'd be what that would be.
Now, the top of the corn stalk that...